This is AllScare's National Carers Week podcast series. Hello everyone, this is your host Freddie again, and this is our second episode. And in today's episode, we will be discussing the self-care and the routine of one of our amazing support workers, Mahima. And it's actually very difficult to have her here because she's been so busy. Hello Mahima, thank you so much for coming. Can you?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Can you say hi to our audience?
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the introduction. And I am Mahima and I'm working as a support worker at the moment and also pursuing my master's in social work from Monash University.
Wow, sounds busy, isn't it?
It is. Hectic.
Yeah, it is. Well, so you say social work. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference between support worker and social worker?
Yeah, I think the one big difference would be that as a support worker, you are taking care of the client needs personally. But as a social worker, you get people around to take care of your clients or people who come to you for needs, for help. And as a support worker, by personally taking care of their needs, I mean, like, you go to their house, you go for community access, domestic help. And a social worker doesn't do that. A support worker does that. So I think that's the difference.
But they all sound very important.
It is.
They cater to the client's needs.
Exactly.
It's just support worker probably do more hands-on jobs. Assist them with daily life. They're both amazing. Can I ask, why did you choose to become a support worker?
It makes me happy. Helping people makes me happy. I've always enjoyed helping people. I've always liked helping people. So I've volunteered back in India. I used to volunteer a lot in organizations related to disability or homelessness. And so, I think that's why I've decided to become a social worker and do my degree as well, so that I can get a glimpse of how the field of social worker is actually like, how, so that I can have a glimpse of the social work field.
Have a taste of everything.
Exactly.
Wow, you are amazing. You just, like, because for some of people, like, we just can hardly manage one thing while you're actually doing a support worker and taking the degree of social work.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. And also, you mentioned something about, like, you just happy. It makes you happy as a support worker. That's actually one of the answers from our last guest's boy. And she's also one of the support worker on Fell. And she just said, it just makes me happy. And I just wonder if you guys are all the same with the passion and with the love, isn't it?
It is. Right? Totally.
It's the necessity of this job.
It is.
Okay, so can I ask, like, because, you know, it could be a little bit stressful sometimes, is it?
Like, it is. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on, like, I have two or three clients and every client has the different needs. So I have to take care of the needs accordingly. And sometimes it gets stressful because some clients, some of the clients are vegan. So I have to take care, like, I have to make sure that I eat vegan in front of them. I don't eat anything else. My car seats should not be of leather. So these are, like, this is one of the stress that I have. And the other one would be if a client has a physical disability, then I have to take care of the client, like, as in client handling. When I am when she's sitting in my car, and I have to take care of everything, even while driving, because some clients do have anxiety and they can have panic attacks, anxiety attacks anytime. So we have to take care of that. Well, if we are driving, then what can we do and all that. So this is the stress that keeps coming in my mind. So.
Well, yeah. And by hearing that, it was actually a lot of, like, minor details, like their eating habit, their lifestyle, and their, you know, physical functionality. It's just all the things you got to take into account, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's, you know, just by listening to that, it's actually a lot of aspects you have to take care of. Well, so that job is actually not easy at all.
No.
Well, and actually, just by today, and Mahima's still working on Feld, and it just took her valuable time to come here. And thank you again. And, you know, and as you say, it actually can get stressful sometimes. How did you manage them, you know, in daily life? Like, by any chance to share a little bit with us?
Yeah, I think before COVID, I used to go to gym every day. So I think that was my stress buster. I literally forget about every stress that I have when I'm working out. But then now that the gyms are closed, I am not usually a home workout person, so but I usually go out for walks and I do yoga sometimes because that helps me release my stress.
Yeah, relax.
So I think going for a jog or going for a walk, and also I think the amount of like the what you eat also actually is self-care. If you're eating nice food, that is self-care. If you're eating only junk food, that is not self-care. So I avoid that.
Yeah, but it does make people happy, isn't it? Sometimes eating junk food. It's just not all day.
It makes me happy. It is? But yeah, I know it's not good. So
That's actually very genuine and honest suggestion for the support worker fellows. Like, it's important to balance life and work.
Yes,
especially sometimes some clients' needs can be very specific and, you know, cause stress to our support workers. That's great. Well, it's about to come to the end. Do you have any other tips or any like shout out for the people out there?
Any tips? I think that would be just be yourself, just be who you are, just make your clients happy, make like fulfill their needs, and like do everything by heart, not just because it's your job or you want money. Just do it by heart. I think you can only succeed as a support worker or a social worker if you're doing things genuinely and from your heart. So yeah, I think that would be a tip. And also patience is the key. So
yeah, definitely patience. And actually it just made me move, to be honest. It moved, like, because what Mahima said about like you should not just pay much attention to the money or the things you got, but like more about the client themselves and about their needs.
Yes.
Actually, I think that's the amazing part of being a support worker. You've just got the satisfaction of helping them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we're about to come into the end of this episode today. And if there's anything that you would like to share with us, and we would like to collect those comments and ideas from our Facebook pages or Instagram, anyway, we would like to leave it. And thank you, Mahima, again for coming.
Thank you so much.
I know you have such a busy schedule, but it was great in talking to you, and I want to thank all the listeners. And I think we'll be having more episodes coming, and please be sure to check out our Instagram and Facebook pages to stay tuned. But for now, goodbye, and just for now. And hopefully we'll see you guys next time again. Bye.